and see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. That means our regular features have begun. And it starts off with, again, you big dummy. This is when we read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tom votes, I vote, and the first person through at 312-981-7200 will be the third vote. Let's begin. Dummy number one. Douglas Kelly, 49, from Hawthorne, Florida, called Putnam County's Sheriff's Office on Tuesday, police said, asking them to test the drugs he bought a week earlier because he wanted to press charges against the person who sold them to him. Kelly's public defender did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Police said Kelly told them that he had a bad reaction after he smoked what he believed to be meth and thought he sold another illegal substance. In an effort to ensure the quality of the drug the suspect purchased, detectives told Kelly that if he came to the sheriff's office, he could test the narcotic that he purchased. That said, in the sheriff's office wrote, Kelly drove down to the police station, handed over the clear crystallized substance for officers to test, and tests showed it was meth. According to the Facebook post, he was arrested and charged with possession and booked in the Putnam County Jail. Officer said that the incident to let others know that they will always help to test any illegal drugs. If you believe you sold bad drugs, we are offering a free service to test them for you, the Facebook post says. Remember, our detectives are always ready to assist anyone who believes they were misled in their illegal drug purchase.
Souls to the dummy with the black mustache.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two. Police arrested a man after he dragged a Slidell police officer with his vehicle and attempted to run over another officer after shoplifting at Walmart. Tuesday, June 18th, Slidell police were called to the Walmart at 39142 Natchez Drive about a shoplifting in progress. There, they found the suspect, 51-year-old Robert E. Myers of Picayune, Mississippi, attempting to flee the scene. Two officers approached Myers while he was sitting inside of his 1996 Ford F-150 pickup truck in the parking lot. They asked Myers to step out and speak with him, but Myers refused and placed the truck in drive in an attempt to leave. One officer tried to stop Myers, at which time he was dragged for a short distance through the Walmart parking lot. The officer was able to release himself from the vehicle and push away to prevent from being run over. As Myers aggressively accelerated through the Walmart parking lot, he attempted to run over another officer who was able to maneuver out of the way of Myers' truck. Other officers responding to the scene spotted Myers on Gauze Boulevard, and he was attempting to get onto the I-10. Bladell officers chased Myers into Mississippi, where he ultimately lost control of his truck on Highway 604. After the crash, Myers was taken into custody. Myers told Slidell police officers that he didn't think they could chase him into a different state. Police say Myers was sadly mistaken. Mississippi Highway Patrol, who assisted Slidell police during the pursuit, booked Myers for driving with a suspended license, reckless driving, and no insurance. Once Myers satisfies those charges, he will be extradited to Louisiana, where he will face multiple charges from Slidell police, including third offensive felony theft, aggravated flight from an officer, aggravated battery on an officer, and more. Myers suffered minor injuries during the crash, and no police officers were injured during the incident.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. It was July of last year, shortly after midnight. Bartender at Steiny's Bar in Winona had just finished cashing out the poll tab money for the night. She stepped outside with a few others for a smoke. That's when two men wearing all black walked up. Their faces were covered in bandanas and ski masks. One of them had his hand hidden inside a paper bag. He raised it toward the bartender. She couldn't tell what he was holding, but she had a sinking impression it was a gun. The man told her to stand up. They were going back inside. The other masked man wasted no time grabbing two poll tab boxes behind the counter. All signs pointed to a clean, quick-armed robbery, but according to a warrant filed by Winona County District Court last week, it was about to take a turn. One of the men dropped a poll tab box. Maybe the maid that made the patrons a little bolder, because one of the waitresses chose that moment to get in the masked man's face and confront him, causing him to drop the other box. That's when another patron joined into the fray and tried to grab the man's mask to reveal his face. The robber's partner, the one holding the bag, clapped onto the would-be unmasker in the head. He probably wasn't expecting the third onlooker to go for the bag, which went sailing out of his grasp. The bag fluttered to the ground, and a single piece of plastic, black plastic, came clattering out of it. It was not, as the bartender had originally thought, a gun. It was a fragment from an air freshener. This evened the odds quite a bit. A scuffle ensued, but the two robbers eventually fled the bar empty-handed and unidentified. Not, however, without dropping a pair of sunglasses in a cloth bag and allowing their assailants to size them up. Based on their builds and their feel of their hair beneath their hoods, the bartenders and witnesses thought the robbers might have been 25-year-old Wakan Bebe Hughes and 21-year-old Antonio Little Tony Shorter. Both men had been at the bar until about 15 minutes before the robbery, and both were sporting dreadlocks. A DNA comparison between the sunglasses and a sample from Shorter proved to be a match. Fingerprints found on the air freshener piece took a hit for Hughes. This was nearly a year ago, but Winona police just issued a warrant for Hughes' arrest. He's wanted on charges of first-degree attempted robbery and aggravated attempted robbery. Shorter got his warrant on Wednesday. The whereabouts of these two men is currently unknown, according to the Winona Daily News, but there's probably some pretty good stories going around at Steiny's.
Well, if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. A woman who allegedly thought her husband was cheating on her was arrested Tuesday after falsely reporting that her husband had killed her. Rebecca Spring Nielsen, 44, of Bluffdale, was arrested for investigation of criminal mischief and making false police reports involving death. The unusual incident started at 2 a.m. Tuesday when a woman called 911 after receiving text messages from a person reporting to be Nielsen's husband, stating that he had shot his wife and didn't know what to do, according to the Salt Lake County Jail. The woman asked the man if he was serious, and he responded by text that he wasn't joking, the report states. Police officers from Saratoga Springs, Harriman, and Unified Police Departments responded to the husband's Bluffdale home, surrounded it, and ordered the residents to walk out. That's when Nielsen walked up to the officers on the scene. Investigators tried to unravel what was going on and learned that Nielsen and her husband had gotten into an argument several hours earlier because the husband was texting another woman, the report states. Nielsen allegedly smashed her husband's laptop, took her husband's phone, and left. After leaving, Nielsen began sending texts to the woman using her husband's phone while claiming to be her husband, the report said. And that's when she allegedly told the woman, while acting as her husband, that Nielsen had been shot. Rebecca claims she wants to see how the woman would respond, and Rebecca wanted to see if the woman would be covering up the crime, according to the report. Police said that Nielsen and her husband have been married for about 10 months. She reported that her husband killed her.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
All right. right, we got a break here. We got one more dummy to do, and then we will crown the dummy of the week. Coming up right here on 720 WGN. Let's break here for the weather. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are doing our regular features here. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Friday morning drive. Let's get back to you, big dummy. Dummy number 5. Dummy number 5. Dummy number 5. A negligent discharge is any time a firearm is discharged at an unintended time. Let's be clear, there is no such thing as an accidental discharge. Okay, that's not true. Accidental discharges are a thing, such as the rare moments a firearm has a defect and will fire it in its hit a certain way. Negligence, however, is typically the culprit. An image was posted, the person who shared this image is not the person who shot himself, that shows a screenshot of a message sent to an ammo manufacturer on Facebook informing them that he had shot himself in the leg. The bullet that entered was made by them, and the company has a history of branding their ammo as the ultimate in destruction. And here's how the conversation went on this end. To the G2C research, accidentally shot myself in the inner lower leg with your 45 RIP in 162 grain. Nearly bled out. Only kept leg after a series of world-class surgeons. Looking at 3 months, no weight bearing, many months of recovery. All metal pedals separate from core as designed. Maximum damage inflicted. Product performed as designed and marketed. 5 out of 5. Would recommend. P.S. No exit wound. All pieces remain in the leg. The person who posted the screenshot was not the one who shot himself. All right. All right. We got some dummies this week. I mean, some dummies. So we got to vote. Here's what happens. I will do a recap. Tom will vote. I will vote. And then we will have the deciding vote. It'll be one of you guys here at 312-981-7200. We got the dummy who was arrested when he called the cops to have his drugs tested. We got the dummy shoplifter who didn't know that police could follow him into another state. We got the dummy who used an air freshener to rob a bar. We got the dummy who reported that her husband killed her. And we got the dummy who shot himself in the leg and then he raved about the ammo company. All right. All right, Tom. What are you thinking here?
It's hands down the guy who shot himself in the leg and then sent that message. That is hysterical.
Yeah.
I mean, more power to the company, I guess. Worked as designed.
Product worked as designed. that's a class. I also loved the way how smart alecky the police officers were about the guy who came to get the drugs tested. Oh, yeah, if you want to get your illegal drugs tested, our detectives and officers will be happy to help you out with that.
We'll do it for free.
Yeah, it's hilarious. The woman who reported that her husband killed her, what a complicated, weird sort of, you know, white trash soap opera that turned out to be.
Yeah, so I can't believe it.
But I got to go with the dummy who shot himself in the leg and raved about the ammo company. I got to go with that, too. But we do want to have an audience vote here. So 312-981-7200, get in here right now. First person in gets to cast their vote for the dummy. So 312-981-7200. Call us right now. First person in, we'll get to vote. 312-981-7200. We would like to have a person vote, so call us.
Can you imagine if cops couldn't arrest you once you cross state lines?
Yeah.
That would change, Smokey and the Bandit real quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't think that you could follow me into another state. Yeah. Hello? 312-981-7200. We need one person to call in and vote. There we go. All right. Yeah, so we'll get our third vote. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's somebody would pick something else. So let's see what we got here. Okay, first person through was Michael. Michael, what are you voting for?
Would you be so kind as to run down the list for me real quick again?
We have the dummy who was arrested when he called the cops to have his drugs tested. We have the dummy shoplifter who didn't know police could follow him into another state. We got the dummy who used an air freshener to rob a bar, the dummy that reported that her husband killed her, and the dummy who shot himself in the leg and then raved about the ammo company.
Number one.
Number one. Okay, so the dummy who went to the cops to get his drugs tested. All right, cool. Thank you, Michael. Didn't win, though, because the dummy of the week is the guy who shot himself in the leg and then posted rave reviews about the ammo company.
You gotta.
Ridiculous. People are dumb. we prove that every Friday morning. So, all right, let's move on to some of our other regular segments here. Oh. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, you know what this is. This is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
All right, we got some real winners this week. Very, very impressed with everybody's listening ability. First one is going to be John Williams, got caught by Kathy here.
So I got this wiener that's about a foot long.
God.
Way to brag, man.
Oh, man.
You win best podcast in Illinois one time.
Look at that.
Twice, maybe.
Oh, God. Okay.
John Williams again here. This one's coming to us from Barbara.
It was a very tricky ball because no ball has ever been hit that way.
What is going on?
Oof.
What is going on in the middays here on 720 WGN?
I don't know, man.
Oh, John.
It's freaking me out.
Okay, next.
Next up here is Lou Manfredini, caught by Mr. Lake Geneva Dan.
You can screw it on and screw it off.
Yeah, you know, if Esmeralda were here like she was last week, she would have been laughing.
Yeah,
that's her favorite. All of the Lou Manfredini.
Lou's had some amazing ones.
Yeah, he has. Okay.
All right, next up. Now, I know we say Wendy is the queen, straight out of context, but I honestly, I'm going to put my vote in for Mary Vandeval because she is incredible whenever we catch her. This one's coming to us from Brian J.
Mary, would you eat it?
Absolutely.
All right.
At this hour of the morning, I'll eat anything.
Mary will be in a few minutes. We might have to ask her what exactly was going on there.
I don't know.
I love it when Mary is part of it. It's always funny. And I also, you know, as I mentioned before, Dave's on vacation. He's been away, so no Dave Ennett this week. But I always love it when Dave Ennett's on.
Oh, he's great.
It just cracks me up every time. Okay.
All right. This one's coming to us from the Rokon show. This was pointed out by Night Owl.
I like hookers and blow better.
What? 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 How is that even out of, how is it, what is the context there? I like hookers and blow better?
I think they were talking about Chaka Khan, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't know what that has to do with.
What does that have to do with hookers and blow?
I don't know.
Chaka Khan? What? What? I don't even, I'm completely.
I like hookers and blow better.
I don't understand. I'm completely baffled by what kind of context that would be. I like hookers and blow better.
I mean, maybe they're talking about their favorite things.
I don't know, man. All right.
Some people like whiskers on kittens. Some people like
hookers and blow. Hookers and blow. What is happening here? All right.
Let's follow that one up.
I'm a little speechless, actually, right now. I don't know what's going on. Okay, next.
All right. This one's from Streamwood Steve. This is Lisa Wolf.
You put your finger in it and you pull it.
Oh, God.
I thought that was a family program. I really did.
Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't even. Okay, let's do one more before we break here for the news.
All right. Another one here from the Rokan show.
Yeah. It's big.
It's big.
It's big.
Yeah, it's as big as hookers and blow. Oh, man. All right. Well, let's take a break here. We got more Straight Out of Context to do. We got Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll bust into some funk with Luscious Hushes here, and we'll have some fly jams coming up, too. But the news is coming up right after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as fuck. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. It's Friday, so all of our regular fly features are here. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. Nick D Show Spies. And right now we are in the middle of Straight Out of Context. Coming up after 5 is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Stay tuned for that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your fly jam requests. We'll get to those in a little bit. But let's get back to Straight Out of Context. Before we do, we have found out, was it a listener who called in?
Yeah, we had a couple of listeners call in and then text in. Apparently, Hookers and Blow is a song by the Bacon Brothers.
By Kevin Bacon and his brother.
Yeah.
By the Bacon Brothers. So that's what they were talking about on Roe's show.
Yeah.
Okay. Hookers and Blow is a song by the Bacon Brothers. We just wanted to clear that up for everybody.
That's what Kevin Bacon's up to.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let's get back to the Straight Out of Context.
Okay. Next up, this is from Mark. Eric Childress got caught here.
Uh-oh.
Annabelle, I think, will be a very healthy number two.
I don't doubt that at all, quite frankly. No.
Very healthy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's getting good reviews, though.
It is.
Yeah.
That is true.
I don't know. Okay.
Not my cup of tea. All right. This next one, it's Lauren Lapka. Got caught by Mark D in Aurora. Let's take a listen here.
I'm kind of in the middle of both of you.
She's in a John Williams, Steve Bertrand sandwich.
There you go. Yeah.
Scary.
All right.
All right. Listener caught me here, Josh in Rolling Meadows. He's got to find the beef.
What the hell was going on there?
This is when we were talking about the Where's the Beef board game.
Oh, Where's the Beef board game.
Yeah,
that's right.
Find the beef.
That's right. Is that your first time on...
Oh, no. I've been caught before.
Oh, okay.
Saying worse things, too.
Okay. I thought that was maybe your first time.
No, no.
Okay. All right. I got a terrible memory, obviously. Okay.
All right. Next up, this is, let's see, Pat McHenry caught Mary Vandeveld here.
Oh.
Don't they usually get you off?
Nice job, Mary. Do you remember what you were talking about there?
No. I have no idea.
You also were, this is your second time this morning. On the feature. The other one was you said that you would eat anything at this time of morning.
I don't think I said that. I think was referring to Steve Grzanich would eat anything.
No, well,
at that hour in the morning.
That's you said that.
I said me?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
We played it back.
Would you like playback here, Mary?
No, that's okay. I believe you. I think I'm going to go have some coffee cake that Roger brought in.
Roger brought in coffee cake?
Yeah, he always does.
Oh, okay.
I love when Roger fills in.
Vic never brings in coffee cake.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
No. He doesn't.
Man. I'm sure he's listening. Gosh darn, Vic.
Yeah. Vic. All right.
Why don't you pick up some coffee cake?
Yeah, and Racine.
All right.
Elephant ears.
Do you have the that audio? Do we play it back?
You want to hear the...
Let's hear. We want to prove to Mary that she said... No, we want to hear it again, Mary.
It's too good.
We want to hear it again. We definitely want to hear it again.
Annabelle, I
think. Oh,
no, that was Eric.
Eric Childress.
Mary, would you eat it?
Absolutely.
All right.
At this hour of the morning, I'll eat anything.
There you go.
Oh.
Proof is in the pudding.
Don't doubt us.
I usually don't eat, unless it looks pretty good.
Well,
it's been sitting here all night from your show or the show before.
It's always
got to be careful.
The late night, whenever we get here, the overnight show, whenever we get here, and there's food that's been, delivered to different, it's always just sitting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always been out. Like, if they bring something to, you know, Rose show. They just throw
that's
when you come in and you go, oh, look, it's 5 month old pizza. That's
here's
fantastic.
Some warm salad.
Yeah, here's some warm salad. That's always my favorite when there's like a tray of salad that's been sitting out at room temperature since like 2 p.m.
Well, that was after the Three Bears did their show on Monday morning. The big salad. I'm like, they don't even eat salad.
That's another thing. Like when those guys are on during football season, oh, man, there's leftover food. There's food. Well, not a ton of leftover food because those guys can eat,
but not the salad.
No salad. We're not going to touch the salad.
They finally stopped doing the salad. So will you just stop? They don't eat the salad. Do they look like they eat salad?
No, they don't eat salad.
No.
All right. Well, let's get back to the Straight Out of Context. What else we got?
All right. This one's coming to us from Fox Valley Mike. It's a twofer. Here's Dean and Steve.
So one of us should pull our pants down right now.
And there should be a honking noise.
What? What? Now listen, you worked with Dean.
I did,
as his producer for a long time. He's a filthy man.
He's a fan of the innuendo.
Yes, he is.
He likes a little potty humor. Nothing too intense.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's not innuendo. We should take our pants off. Well, how is that? There's no innuendo there.
Well, you guys got to understand. That's that Moron Entertainment segment.
Oh, that's right.
So
Moron
everything comes out during that segment.
That's funny stuff, though. Yeah. It's hilarious every single time.
8 o'clock every morning.
8 o'clock every morning. Moron Entertainment. There you go. All right. What's next?
All right. We're going to wrap it up here. This is coming to us from Dirty Dave, and this is a real doozy. Here's Dean.
I have never been so wet in my life.
you out there, Dean?
Ooh.
To be fair, that is in reference to when he hosted the 4th of July thing for TV.
Sure.
And the poor, he got soaked.
Yeah.
I watched it happen.
Yeah. Wow. All right. That was a pretty good batch of...
very fun. Yeah.
Straight Out of Context is... All right. Let's try this. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So
what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies. Hey. Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Like us.
All right, there it is. Nick D. Show Spies. This is another segment that we do every Friday morning. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 all week, all month, all year. And whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity, we want to know about it. You're a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
All right, so this came a little bit later on the John Williams show and was a result of one of his comments.
It wasn't a hot dog. It was the special hot dog. It's a kind of thing.
It sounds really bad.
It's evidently a real big thing with some folks, but I'm telling you, eating it was... I got a lot of the debris off, but it was still just kind of a mess. And when you're eating that on your knees in a seat at Wrigley Field, it's kind of weird.
Ranch sweat dressing.
Yeah, right. John, I got this wiener that's about a foot long. Nick D had a heart attack describing it.
What?
I don't know. It was a text message that he got because of his wiener comment.
Okay.
I think the listener was trying to say that whole section right there was just him describing the hot dog, eating it on his knees.
Eating it on his knees. Why are you on your knees at Wrigley Field?
I don't know.
You don't want to be on your knees at Wrigley Field.
No.
So you know what's dropped on the cement ground in Wrigley Field? You don't want to be on your knees. All right.
All right, next up, Wendy Snyder, and talking about a topic you both love.
Speaking of chickens, George Boswell was on the first season of Big Brother. There are already some texts of other people that watch Big Brother besides you and me, Jim. And Nick DiGilio is a big fan as well.
Yes, I am. And it'll be back on Sunday night.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I did actually, you know, during the very first episode of this season, which was Tuesday night, Big Brother returned. Wendy and I were commenting back and forth. during it. So Wendy's a big fan of Big Brother. And it was great because I know now that you are a big fan of Big Brother, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the first time anybody I've ever worked with on my show would acknowledge that Big Brother. Because whenever I would talk about Big Brother, they would go, why don't you just shut up?
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
it's a fun show. It's a really good time for a summer.
I love it.
You know?
I love it. So, all right, what's next?
That's actually
oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's going to do it.
Okay, that's it. Hey, by the way, Dave Ennett's back. I didn't know Dave was going to be back today.
Yeah, it's good to see him.
It's good to see Dave.
I was getting tired of Mark Carmen.
He was... yeah, it's good to see Dave. He's in for your morning... Well, you know, why didn't he take the whole week off? Just coming in for a Friday?
That's dedication.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think he can hear us.
No.
So, he can't.
Well, he's got to get back in the new the regular time zone. You know, he was over in Europe.
He was in Italy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, Italy.
Yeah. And he's getting ready for the big parade next week.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Big parade next week.
He is a Grand Marshal of the Skokie 4th of July Parade.
Oh.
Next Thursday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave is here. Let's say hi to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
How was your trip?
It was great.
Yeah?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I'd never been to Italy before and saw a lot of it.
I bet.
And there's still more to see.
Whereabouts did you go?
Went to Rome, went to Florence, went to the Italian Riviera.
Ah.
Went to Cinque Terre, which was my favorite, which is these five towns that are really on the sides of mountains overlooking the sea.
Oh, man, I bet that's gorgeous.
Just unbelievable. And then finished up at Lake Como, hanging with George Clooney for a few days.
Sure, yeah, out on his yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't go to Calabria?
Did not.
Okay, that's where my family's from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm Calabrese.
I did. I thought I saw your name on a sign there.
Are you joking?
No. No.
Well, it's a common...
But it wasn't spelled exactly the same.
It wasn't spelled the same.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, I'll have to ask my father about this, but I believe my grandfather, when he came to this country from Italy, it was a capital G. Because it's not... It's D-I-G-I-L-I-O, but not a capital G. And a lot of people, when they misspell my name, they do capitalize the G.
Okay.
But I think... And I think there was like an extra... I think there was another, if you can imagine it, another I... In my I have like three eyes in my name already.
Digilio.
Yeah, something along those lines. But I have to ask my father what was going on. But I know that our name was a little bit different.
Have you ever been?
I've never been to Italy. No,
you got it.
I know. No, I would love to go there. I would love to go there. I want to go to Venice.
Yeah, that's the one stop I would have liked to make. I'm saving that for next time.
Yeah, it's. I mean,
that's not the only one, but that's one that we did not get to.
One of my favorite ending scenes in movie history is in this movie called So Fine. That about six people have seen. It's a Ryan O'Neill comedy about buttless jeans.
Okay.
And at the end of the movie, they're in Venice. No, Tom, you got to see this movie. It's classic. Andrew Bergman did it. So they're in the gondolas at the end of the movie. Jack Warden, the brilliant and hilarious Jack Warden, plays Ryan O'Neill's father. So Ryan O'Neill is in the front of the gondola, and then he's with his girlfriend, and then Jack Warden is with his girlfriend. And it's this very romantic. They're going down the gondola in the middle of Venice. And Jack Warden goes, hey, how long the street's been effed up like this? So one of my favorite moments. So, all right, well, welcome back, Dave.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Good.
Missed you guys.
Dave Ennett is here, and you can hear him on covering the sports and talking about Italy with Steve Cochran. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have some fly jams to play. If you got your requests, it's 312-981-7200.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly Jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, that's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. This is where we get funky and we'll play some fly jams, some R&B. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Coming up, the stories that matter with Roger Badish in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All righty, then. We got Wiki Wiki Nikki and then DJ Badass. And, of course, we've got Luscious Hushes, DJ Luscious Hushes, right?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
There it is. All right. Do we have some requests that have come in?
Oh, yeah. I got quite a few here, Nick. First up, here's Harold. He wanted to hear a little bit of James Brown. The song is called Hot, I Need to Be Loved. Tell me if you've heard this one before.
So Bowie just ripped off
James Brown, other way around.
How's that possible?
He got permission. They went to David Bowie and said, "Hey, can I use that guitar riff?"
Wait a minute. James Brown's dead.
That song's from before he died.
Wait a minute. Fame came out after that song.
Did it?
It had to have. What year is that song? Fame was in the 70s. Fame was like 76.
Let's find out.
I mean, I don't know, so what year was this?
Here we go. Hot, I Need to Be Love, 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 Love is a funk song by James Brown released as a single in December of 1975. It uses the main riff from the David Bowie song Fame released earlier the same year.
Oh, same year. Okay.
There you go. A little trivia for you.
That's just goofy. I just thought it was some modern, you know, rapper ripping off James Brown like they always do and then ripping off David Bowie.
No.
All right.
All right, next up. This one is coming to us from the 773. It's Jungle Fever by the Chaka Shahs. I think that's how you say it. Let's listen.
Boogie Nights, man. Used to great effect in Boogie Nights.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Fly jams. That's fly. All right.
Fly. All right. Next up, another famous movie track here. This one always makes me think of good old Pulp Fiction. Coming to us from Sam. It's Jungle Boogie by Kool and the Gang.
When Pulp Fiction came out, that song charted again.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, it charted again. I mean, I think people had forgotten about how great Jungle Boogie is, one of the Kool and the Gang's best songs. And then in 1994, when Pulp Fiction came out, it was like, oh, let's go buy some Kool and the Gang.
Get some more Kool.
Yeah. Also one of the best selling soundtracks of all time, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Dean gave the Annabelle movie a C+, and he gave yesterday a B+.
All right, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and by the way, in case you didn't get enough of Avengers Endgame, that's re-released this weekend with extra footage, just so that they can break the Avatar record. That's the only reason that they're re-releasing it. Okay, we got time, I believe, for one more.
Yeah, one more quick one. This one's coming to us from Bob in Wicker Park. It's Mercy Mercy by Marvin Gaye. Mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east.
Yeah. Well, you can't go wrong with that right there. All right, there's your fly jams, and we'll do it again next week. And we're going to take a break, and And we'll be back on Monday morning. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Stay cool and happy Pride. Happy Pride Parade, everybody. Have fun out there.